On Static on 2SER, it is a great way to round out the year here on the program with a couple of lovebirds joining us. Beth, a.k.a. Imogen, and Blue, a.k.a. Marcus. You are Beth and Blue, and the record is about to drop. You guys, how are you?
Very well. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, really good. Thanks, Berko.
Good to see you guys. And this is a beautiful record, a summation of your relationship and also a summation of the last few years of making music together. It's a sweet story, the Beth and Blue one, because you guys met by chance on a swipe on a dating app a few years ago. Who knows, if you'd been a little bit more furious in your swiping that day, you might have missed each other.
I know, we talk about it so often, just all of the things leading up to it and, you know, that kind of sliding doors moment.
Did you know that each other was a musician when you landed on one another?
No, weirdly, I had never even heard of Marcus's music, which is weird because I was such a gig pig throughout my 20s, especially around Sydney, and we just kind of drifted in different worlds, I think. But it wasn't until we started talking and he was like, oh yeah, I'm a musician. I was like, oh, I'm a musician too. We sent each other our music, or maybe we searched it on our own accord.
A vetting process.
Yeah, I had a moment of like, oh, phew, like, yeah. I like it. Cause
that would be over very quickly.
Yeah, it would have been a very quick interaction, I think, if we didn't like each other's music.
No red flags for you, Marcus? No musician's rule in your dating?
I'd never wanted to ever date a musician. I've heard some horror stories with it when the egos collide in such a way, but it surprised me. It was very easy from the start.
And it all snowballed because you formed a band and then tied the knot. So it was music before marriage, even for the pair of you. Was it kind of inevitable you'd make music together?
Well, it was always a dream of mine. I just never thought it would be able to happen. It wasn't until we booked a kind of little writing retreat away and we started working on some songs and we're kind of both a bit shocked at what was coming out. And I think the way we approach songwriting as individuals and then that process of coming together and what that created, it was really exciting. And I think we just both wanted to explore it, see how far it could go. So now here we are, 3, 4, how long have we been together?
Yeah, it's unclear.
Did one of you suggest doing a project together before the other, or was there a bit of synchronicity there?
I think maybe even after it, we were very keen beans. I recall a text message after like our first date saying, oh, we should sing together. And I think there was a cheers emoji or something.
But it was much more from the idea of doing duets together. I'd always wanted to make a cover album of all the love duets. And we bonded a lot over that style of music and just the earnestness of love songs. And that was kind of the starting point. But then we're like, oh, well, let's see if we can take this further and write our own stuff.
It must be so tempting as a songwriter to have loved and lived with those classic couple songs by the likes of Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazlewood, or Graham Parsons and Emmylou Harris, or Sonny and Cher. I mean, it's a great genre to think, hey, I can now get to play and give this a red hot go.
Absolutely. It wasn't until we really sat down and sang together, you know, and hearing the voices together, but I think worked out quite quickly that Marcus isn't a natural harmonizer, so it was a lot of me sitting him down with the piano and be like, no, this is it.
Well, it must be quite an adjustment. It must be a challenge to write songs to give you both room so you can trade off each other. Did it make you consider your songwriting a lot more?
Yeah, I think it was interesting in that respect, because even to the point where we were writing lyrics together and line by line, like having discussions of where should this go here and there, and it sort of became, it's like an entirely new process. It wasn't like I'm bringing my modest chop and you're bringing your chop and we're kind of, yeah, it felt like an entirely new sort of experiment.
I think with the harmonies as well, we really wanted to strike that balance between the two voices simultaneously, not having a lead, which then has a harmony. So something that can kind of drift in and out of the two voices and they're equally balanced. I feel like Simon and Garfunkel, obviously there's the lead line, but there's something about the two voices together. They almost are one voice, and really wanted to kind of challenge ourselves to tap into that.
And writing the songs that way together too, Marcus, it must be interesting to have a sounding board there straight away where someone is giving you feedback on what you're writing and the two of you making this music together.
Oh, absolutely. And I think I get a bit lofty with my lyrical ideas, and it was so good to have someone who's very grounded and can just say it as it is, to just say, how about we do it this way? And it's just like taking the seed of my idea but making it much more direct in plain speech, which is something I always wish I had naturally in my brain. So it's amazing to be able to draw on that. Yeah.
Well, it also gave you a drive to write love songs together, didn't it? The first song you put out as Beth and Blue was called I Love You, which professes you opened up yourself to me, put an end to this war. So it was a very vulnerable way of writing songs too.
Most definitely, yeah.
And I think once we started writing, we just became interested in the form of the love song, and writing together, it opened up all these other ways of working through concepts and having a more objective view of the process, rather than when you're writing your own stuff for our other projects. It's a very different mental space, whereas this one, we're kind of sitting outside of it and the song's in the middle. And I really like that. It feels much more freeing in terms of the themes and where it goes. And I feel like we're able to inhabit different characters or different times. And yeah, it's much more loose that way.
Marcus, that must have been quite a shift for you, because you've reveled in writing those harrowing Lonely Man, Dark Night of the Soul songs in your past, going back to over a decade ago. The Spooky Land single, The Silly Fucking Thing, was about a broken heart, and now here you are with this heart mended.
Yeah, I've lost my authenticity shtick when I do my singing the saddest man song suddenly feels a little bit insincere.
There is a real open-hearted sincerity to these songs.
Yeah, I think we're so reserved as a generation and like to play it really cool. And I think we're so inspired by especially a lot of music from the 80s, where it's real hard on sleeve, lots of pining and yearning. We kind of just gave ourselves a permission slip to really go into that and beat the cringe. And I think if you can just see it through, you can find something that doesn't feel too on the nose.
Yeah, it must be a challenge. A lot of artists say it's harder to write loved up, happier songs. Mm.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think there's a sort of almost an archetypal thing going on with this stuff, and it becomes a bit like writing a play in a way of the star-crossed lovers. And there is a certain amount of conceptual thinking when we approach it.
Almost like Shakespearean.
Well, you can hear that in your songwriting passion. I mean, you love storytelling. You find songwriting such a joy in terms of incorporating language and poetry and mythology. And I'm pleased to see the inclusion of the song Federico on this record, which is an ode to this early 20th century Spanish poet and playwright, Federico Garcia Lorca.
Yeah.
Who unfortunately met a tragic end.
Yep. He holds an extraordinarily special place in our hearts. And I guess it's the only one where we're almost writing a love song to, you know, a person in their spirit outside of that sort of rubric of lover and beloved. But yeah, it was nice to be able to put a bit of an ode in there, because I guess that is a love song in its own respect, a kind of love song.
And aside from lyrically on this album, exploring some different ideas of love, musically you've been able to try on a few different things that you might not have done solo. You've got a choir on a song about defeat and some smoky Tina Turner style sax on the single Mystery of Chains. So it's been a fun process to make this record too, as much of a heartfelt one, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's a bit of that bucket list thinking where you're like, oh, wouldn't it be great to have a moment like this? And it's the sort of thing you maybe couldn't justify doing with your own stuff. And we kind of egg each other on, like, let's get roto toms and a big sax solo here. And it was a lot of fun to make.
And I think going back to that idea of this project, just giving ourselves a permission slip. And I think that's what's really fun and special about it. And almost no pressure on the songs or ourselves. It's like, let's just see what comes out. And I think the way that this album came together as well, it's nice to have this final body of work and see where it's reaching. And we're very excited about what will be next.
Yeah, it's also the relationship in real time. If you look at those few years of work, it neatly ties up the past few years for the pair of you.
Mm. We were nervous about the track listing. We're like, oh, will people think we're breaking up because we're ending on a really sad song?
It sort of gets sadder and sadder. Side B is a little bit of a descent into sadness.
I'm sure there'll be more sad songs from the pair of you at some point in the future. I have no doubt about that.
Absolutely.
Sure as the sun will rise.
But for now, it's all love, and I hope you're giving yourselves a permission slip for a big show at the Vanguard next Thursday. Maybe some dry ice or flying doves.
Oh, yeah, some rose petals, candles, if we're allowed them.
It's all going to be there. Beautiful. Well, we'll have a listen to the song with the choir off the record right now. We'll play a song about defeat from Beth and Blue. It was great to see the pair of you, Marcus and Imogen, and have yourselves a fantastic launch.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Berko.